Maybe you live in a town that still has a train depot, or one that preserved the one they had when passenger trains discontinued their service. Downs, Kansas still has their depot, thanks to some citizens who were determined it did not fall into ruin. The unique way they acquired that building is this feature on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Doug Brush built a successful advertising, design, and marketing company called Brush Art in Downs, Kansas, but he was always fascinated with the trains passing through the small central Kansas town. He recently completed a book about the Northern Kansas Division of the Missouri Pacific Lines.
I spent 20 years compiling and researching because I found out that I didn't know that much about it. I just lived in this one area.
This line in particular ran west from Atchison, Kansas, on the Missouri-Kansas border. Doug's town of Downs is one of those places. Doug even photographed or obtained pictures of every depot along the route. He also had a big hand in saving the depot that Union Pacific acquired here in Downs.
We had decided that we'd just send them a check for $5,000. They wouldn't talk to us before. Boy, they talked to us then. And they said, we're going to send this check back. You know, we didn't authorize the purchase or anything. And I said, well, your depot is deteriorating, and we want to stop that, and we want it all rebuilt. Then they came back and said, we'll accept the $5,000.
Today, much of the original route is gone, but Downs still sees a train. Usually a unit grain train passes through here once a month or so. It's still nice to see the locomotive, but far different from the early days of that depot here.
From 1879 until we took it over, it was open 24 hours a day. That's how important it was to the community. But in the 30s, we had had 16 passenger trains a day and 16 freight trains a day.
You can still see the depot and catch that occasional glimpse of a train running part of that route that dates to the 19th century. Traveling the countryside in Downs, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.